producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. All right, so John Boehner resigning from Congress. Many of us woke up this morning hearing that news. It seemed pretty abrupt. You know, we don't know if he got a sign from God, you know, when the Pope came to visit, which he was instrumental in bringing the Pope to the United States. Some of us very, very happy. Some of us sad. I thought it was odd. When I heard, I thought it was a very interesting time for it to happen, especially since they're supposed to be voting to try to avoid shutting down the government and the whole, you know, defunding Planned Parenthood controversy and subject that's persisting right now in Congress. But he says he's going to resign at the end of October. He wants to spend more time. I think I have a quote from him here. He says, a lot of the speaker's job is administrative, which is time-consuming and retiring. In retirement, I'll have more time for what I really love, repealing Obamacare. He plans to begin every day with a good breakfast, some exercise, and a vote to repeal Obamacare before lunch. I got to say, I didn't realize. I mean, maybe what it is, you know, he envies my life. You know, I get up in the morning, I eat something, I work out. And then I go on air and I complain about Obamacare. So maybe he's like, you want to know what? Dr. Dahlia really, you know, has a life. Maybe it's not a bad thing to do. I don't know. My first inclination was, oh my gosh, he's getting blackmailed. That was my, I'm like, wait a second. As soon as you hear somebody resigns abruptly, I'm like, okay, wait a second. What does somebody have on him? But I don't know. I mean, maybe he's just done. You know, I've been asked many times to run for politics. And run for a political seat. And personally, you know, if I did get a seat, make sure it's extra wide. Make sure there's a hemorrhoid pillow on there. I want to be comfortable. And one of my hesitations is I don't want all the bickering. I don't want somebody impeding, you know, what I want to do by throwing in extra stupid stuff into a bill. Wasn't there one bill where there was supposed to be wood airplanes all mixed up into it? What was that? Was that the Affordable Health Care Act? Wasn't there some bill out there where there were, like, not paper airplanes, but wood airplane toys was somehow mixed into it? That would drive me crazy. That would drive me so crazy. Also, I'm the type of person where I see both sides. Okay? I understand what Planned Parenthood does for a lot of women. I get that. But then on the flip side, I'd be like, I don't understand that. If the Affordable Health Care Act is now giving every woman a mammogram and is giving every woman, you know, birth control and pap smears, why are we also funding Planned Parenthood? So I see both sides. It doesn't, you know. And then, you know, with the videos surfacing, it just, I don't know. I mean, and me also, I'm very, very money efficient. Okay? I would probably look at a budget and look at what Congress wants to spend and go, what? You're spending that? What? Oh, my gosh. No way. Oh, we got to cut this. We got to cut this. We got to get this on sale. Why are you spending $500 for a hammer? There's an, here, Home Depot. Guys, one of you run down to Home Depot and get the gosh darn hammer there. This is ridiculous. No, we're going to cut that, cut that, cut that. I like to save money. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need, you know, I don't really see a lot of economists voted into Congress, and I'm not an economist. I'm a doctor. But I would really like to see somebody who really knows how to coupon. You know, what are those extreme coupon people? Going, okay, this is not going to happen. No way. I guess Michelle Obama had a dress that was like $3,200. I barely have a dress in my closet that, you know, costs more than $32. $3,200 for a dress? Who pays for that? That's ridiculous. And then remember, a woman just doesn't wear a dress. Okay, you have to pay for her shoes. You have to pay for stockings. You got to pay for Spanx. Spanx is really expensive. My Spanx costs more than the dress. I'll go to Target. I'll buy a cheap dress. And I'll be like, okay, this works. Not cheap looking, but, you know, cheap in price. I'm all happy. But then I need sucker inners underneath it to make the dress work. I spend more money on that. The bra, the accessories, the necklace, that could have easily been a $10,000 outfit. So that's what, it would probably drive me crazy. Just drive me crazy. So I don't know. You know, I follow a lot of politics. I haven't really followed everything that John Boehner did because, you know, I hear from you guys, a lot of the pros and the cons. But I don't blame them for leaving. It's just it looks a little tumultuous right now in the Republican Party. Not the best thing, okay? You know, especially when we have already kind of the free-for-all going on that we see during these Republican debates. I would really like to see a little bit of normalcy. I'd like to see some steadiness. I'd like to see some teamwork. I'd like to see it's not whether you're a Republican or Democrat. It's our country has a lot of issues. We got a lot of concerning things coming around the bend. And I'm still thinking we're going to be taken over by robots. Not taken over Terminator style, but I think we are going to have major unemployment issues. As employers say, to hell with this, we're going to use robotic electronics, computers to do a lot of the labor. And I foresee huge, huge economic issues later. Also with our housing market as the baby boomers move out of their houses as they're too old or unfortunately leave this earth. So I want to know that we have a steady hand. I want to know that either party, okay, all right, is ethical. Either party knows what the hell they're doing. Either party has some confidence. I mean, people are looking at confidence. Okay? You know, if somebody gets voted as president, one of the reasons why Trump, I think, is doing so well is because he has one cocky, you know, SOB. He gets up there and he's cocky. You know, Hillary Clinton has an air about her. And people dig that. They want to know that somebody's going to come in and kick some butt. And do they know what the hell they're doing? I don't know. But they're eluding this air of confidence. And that's what people want. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity body do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you guys have probably seen this trending, where we have a few insomniacs who worked with a neuroscientist to come up with a lullaby. It's an 8-hour lullaby that was actually played by BBC Radio 3 to allow people to help sleep. So while you're sitting there trying to, I guess, sleep and you can't do it, they have scientifically engineered this lullaby. And it was done by German composer Max Richter. And Richter's album is titled Sleep. It's 8 hours long. an unbroken piece of music. Except, you know how iHeartRadio will every now and then kind of put something in there like an ad? No ads. 8 hours long, unbroken piece of music that the composer has described as, quote, my personal lullaby for a frenetic world. Tom, can you play some of this lullaby? Lord have mercy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I listened to some 80s rock before I go to bed. That explains my hair. All right. Could you guys fall asleep to that? Do it again, Tom. Can you do it again? I think some people missed it because they fell asleep. Sleep. Sleep. I would sing along to it. Sleep. All right. Hey, you want to know what? Kudos to them. I mean, props to them for doing that. That was, good. You know, we can't sleep. A lot of us are trying to hit the Ambien. And with Obamacare, sometimes it's harder to get your medicine. So why not just, turn to the music? I would love to see if this works on babies. You know, I used to do that with my kids all the time. Would have a fan blowing in the room, would have music blowing in the room, so they would fall asleep. I even came up with the thing. They always wanted to be sung to before they went to bed. I would sing to my kids, and it would be a song about going the hell to sleep. Go to sleep, sleep, sleep. Go to sleep, sleep, sleep. And I would just sing the song, and by the end, you know, they'd still be up. I'm like, well, you go the blank to sleep. Go the blanky, blanky, blanky. And, you know, the words. That's why my kids know how to curse. Because I would be throwing four-letter words into the song. Maybe that's also why they couldn't sleep. They thought it was funny, though. All right, so I guess they send it out on the airways, or they're going to. Everybody's supposed to be able to fall asleep. The album, I don't know if the album's like $40. I don't know how much the album costs. I'm not really sure. But if it works for you, good. What would have to be in the lullaby that is scientifically proven to help you sleep? Well, it has to be. I'm tired already. I think it worked. I'm already tired. Tired. I think what has to happen is it has to like not be it has to not have my voice. A lot of you guys listen to my show's live every morning, Monday through Friday, and many of you listen in your neck of the woods at night to my show. So I am the last voice you listen to before you go to sleep. Me. I know, so I'm like, that's what you hear before you go to sleep. So no wonder you guys are all, you know, on Ambien. No need to be. No need to be. It has to be smooth. It has to be low-toned. Has to be soft. It has to also go in cycles. I think, I haven't listened to all 8 hours because I could barely get through the 10 seconds. But my guess is there's certain cycles and patterns. People need patterns when they fall asleep. Even you sleep in patterns. So I guess there's some pattern to it. I don't know. I haven't listened to it. All right, so you guys check it out. What I'll do, you know what? Gosh, I'm tired. I should have done that at the end. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on my Facebook. And you can put it on your iPhone. I would not recommend sleeping next to your iPhone, though. That, I think, is a mistake. Because your iPhone always, my iPhone is always going off with texts and email alerts and Facebook messages. So I keep getting bzz, bzz, bzz when I sleep, which is not cool. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Natural disasters, it's very, very interesting, okay? Natural disasters and how they affect certain cities. We have a report here of the top 10 cities most at risk for natural disasters. Now, we got a report at the same time about a hurricane season. And we found that even though there may be a hurricane forming, I guess, in the Gulf this weekend, they say there have been no major hurricanes in the Western Atlantic yet for the first time since 1914. All right. I mean, this was supposed to be kind of a bad year, and thank God it isn't. We don't want that. But they found it kind of interesting. Eric Blake, a hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, commented on the lack of hurricanes west of 55 degrees longitude in the Atlantic basin so far this season. Yeah, I don't know where the hell that is either, but, you know, your guess is as good as mine. Blake said this marks the first time there have been no western Atlantic hurricanes through September 22nd since 1914. Back in 1914 was the last time no hurricanes formed anywhere in the Atlantic basin, which includes the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. See, don't be doing that. Anytime they do a story, then, you know, a hurricane comes. So don't. They say two factors working against hurricane development is wind shear and dry air. These have been quite prevalent from the Gulf of Mexico and much of the Caribbean. Now, this was supposed to be an El Nino year. So I guess with El Nino, we're supposed to be getting a lot of hurricanes. Anyway, they like tropical moisture evaporating into the air from warm ocean water. Dry air, not good because it disrupts the cycle. Not good for hurricanes, good for us. Because it disrupts the cycle of warm, moist air rising to form clouds and thunderstorms. You need moisture. Duh. Wind shear, you also need to get that wind shear to create that environment for there to be a big tropical storm, cyclone, etc. El Nino, they say, may be to blame because it warms up the ocean and causes unfavorable wind patterns across the Atlantic. However, we haven't really seen a lot of hurricanes. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, they think that we may be getting a hurricane in the Gulf this weekend. So, of course, we tell everybody, lay low, stay cool. It's called Tropical Depression Ida. It is moving slowly in the central Atlantic, and we'll keep an eye on that. Now, there's a 20% chance. Which U.S. cities are most at risk of getting natural disasters? Get this. Fayetteville, North Carolina. They got a high risk of hurricanes, tornadoes, and wildfires, and it is one of the top cities for a natural disaster, fifth in the region for severe risk of wildfire. So Hurricane Hazel, Floyd, and Hugo did a lot of damage to it. Rome, Georgia gets hit by a lot of hurricanes, wildfires. Birmingham, Alabama, tied for third spot. Residents have wildfires and hurricanes. Also, tornadoes is the fifth worst area for tornadoes in the United States. Had a lot of damage between 2011 and 2013. Next came Anniston, Alabama. Okay. They have a high risk of flooding, high risk of wildfires, a lot of tornadoes, etc. Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario. Even though they don't seem to get tornadoes and hurricanes, this inland empire is right on the San Andreas Fault, the divide between the Pacific and North American plates, and so a lot of earthquakes. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, there's an 89% chance of a 5.0 magnitude earthquake that will hit the region in the next 50 years. Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario. Drive right through it every time you go to L.A. from where I live. Columbia, South Carolina, high levels of serious fire, as well as hurricanes like Hurricane Hugo. Augusta, Richmond, on the border of South Carolina and Georgia. They have a lot of wildfires or at risk for that. Severe damage from hurricanes. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, hurricane damage and flooding. Plus, they get tornadoes. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, risk of hurricane. Hurricane Katrina really took its toll. And a lot of pine leaf or longleaf pines, risk of forest fires. And then Jackson, Mississippi, hurricanes. All right, those are the 10. I don't know if that's really good for real estate. All right, maybe we shouldn't have talked about it, but that's what's in the news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't talk a lot about TV because I don't watch a lot of TV, but I do have Netflix, so I guess there was a lot of buzz about this show, this new show on Netflix a couple weeks ago called Narcos. And I decided to watch it, and boy, did I burn through all the episodes. It was Excellent. For those of you guys not too familiar with, well, first, Netflix. Netflix, I guess you pay a monthly fee and then, you know, you get to see all these shows, like House of Cards and all sorts of good stuff. I got hooked on House of Cards because one of my engineers was like, oh, House of Cards season 2 is on. I'm like, really? I need to watch that. So when my son goes, you know, Mom, there's a show called Narcos. You know, we may want to check it out. I go, that's good. You know, I'll be able to practice my Spanish. You know, sounds exciting. Excellent. I guess it goes back to the times in the late 80s, early 90s with Pablo Escobar and the rise of his cartel and the fall of it. And it was a very intriguing, very well done. So I urge you to see that. You know, I usually don't tell you guys to go and watch TV. You know, I mean, because, yeah, I like, you know, like I like, you know, fun type of movies and stuff. You know, like Ted 2, one of my favorite movies of the year. Any Will Ferrell movie or Adam Sandler movie or, I don't know, anything that you know, is stupid funny, I like. But I love, it. My favorite type of shows is where they mix history with a fictional theme, or just they make history interesting, like Making of the Mob. That was done on History Channel. Excellent. So definitely see it. A great way to learn history, and very, very powerful stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. CVS made some news today. They're making a huge move in the fight against heroin deaths, according to Fox News. They say people in 14 states can now walk into a CVS pharmacy, pick up an opiate overdose antidote without a prescription. The company announced this yesterday. Naloxone. I remember using naloxone in the ER on patients. It already is available in stores like Rhode Island, Massachusetts, but now Arkansas, California, Minnesota, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, and Wisconsin join that list. So opioids like heroin and prescription medicines like oxycodone, very habit-forming, many times abused, and unfortunately, they've led to four times the number of unintentional overdoses on prescription medicines since 1999. Four times the number. Okay, not just four times. So, according to CVS exec Tom Davis, he says, by providing access to this medication, the antidote, in our pharmacies without a prescription in more states, we could save lives. All 7,800 CVS stores around the country can dispense naloxone. You could administer it nasally, inject it with a prescription, but the company wants to bump up the number of states that can do this without a prescription. The nonprofit Drug Policy Alliance applauds the CVS initiative, especially in California. Poisonings that include drugs and other substances is the leading cause now of accidental death. According to a mom in California, she says, we've been waiting for this day for years. So, you know, I my hopes are people will be aware to use it. I mean, you know, it takes somebody going in there and wanting it, or, you know, would they allow a family member to get it for their loved one? But, you know, opioid dependence, it is. It's a huge, huge problem. And, you know, many people, people will say, I don't understand. How did my kid get on heroin? Black tar heroin and all the other weird type of stuff they can now, you know, get into their bodies. And it's because you start out small. You take a Percocet, you pop a Perc, you pop a Vicodin, all right, you get a buzz, or you have pain, you have real pain. You take it, all of a sudden that doesn't seem to work anymore. Now you need to go more. Now you need to go higher. We see this a lot with the benzodiazepines for anti-anxiety patients. They take one, they take another. Now they need it every day. Now they need to go from 1 to 2. Now that seems to get maxed. And people don't understand that after a while. And I think a lot of people think that there's always going to be something else out there that they can use. If one doesn't work, no big deal. They could just move on to something else. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. So good for CVS. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say 1 in 10 pregnant American women drink alcohol and many binge while pregnant. One in 10 expectant mothers age 18 to 44 drink during their pregnancy. According to U.S. CDC, a third of the pregnant women who drank reported consuming four or more drinks in rapid succession, known as binge drinking. And this was based on a telephone survey. The frequency of the binge drinking was higher in pregnant women than those who were not. Any alcohol use in pregnancy is bad. Okay? I mean, come on, people. I guess we're looking at birth defects. We're looking at developmental disabilities, psychological disabilities for these kids. The alcohol use during pregnancy was highest among women aged 35 to 44. 18.6% reported that they had consumed at least one alcoholic beverage in the previous 30 days, researchers found. So is it that your binge drinkers are that they have already current problems before they're pregnant? Is it that the pregnancy is making people want to drink? Okay. I mean, I remember looking at myself in the mirror going, whoa, Nelly, there's no way I'm going to get through the next few months looking like this. Lord help me. But I wasn't going to drink. All right. So the study did a telephone survey of 8,300 pregnant women and 198 non-pregnant women from all 50 states in the District of Columbia. This was back in 2011 to 2013. Half of the non-pregnant women said they drank alcohol. Women were surveyed over landline phones and cell phones. So apparently that's an issue because other studies was just on the telephone. College graduates twice as likely to drink during pregnancy as non-graduates, the study found. Why? Because they thought that alcohol was socially acceptable. Non-married pregnant women were 4.6 times more likely to binge drink than married pregnant women. Oh, that's right. Can you imagine my husband would be, oh, he'd be ripping me a new one. So, one reason for this is they think in the last few years, women have been getting mixed messages about alcohol. In fact, we're being told that in Europe, women drink alcohol when they're pregnant and the babies are fine. When I was in medical school, okay, that was in the 90s when it started to become extremely taboo to drink. And so we were telling patients no alcohol whatsoever. But also, it was around the time when doctors were getting sued like crazy. And so even though some of the older doctors, I told you, one of my older doctors, he yelled at me when I was at a party and the nurses were trying to get me to drink alcohol and I didn't want to. I'm like, no, come on. Now I'm pregnant. And he yelled, he goes, I don't understand what you guys are doing to your pregnant patients. You know, you're telling them not to drink alcohol. How the hell do you think we stopped preterm labor? We used to give them alcohol in their IV. Stop it, guys. There's no science behind that. You're making these women paranoid. They could have alcohol. Well, the reason why when I tried to validate that or confirm that, what I was told by other doctors is, yeah, you know, we really don't know at what level alcohol hurts. We know a lot does. And if you tell a woman she could have some alcohol, she may misinterpret that and drink more. So to play it safe, tell them no alcohol at all. This way, quote, you've got yourself covered. This is one of the other doctors I worked with. And so we've been telling women for years, no. Now all of a sudden they're like, no, some alcohol is fine. The baby will be fine. And now you're having women go, well, I guess I can drink. So it's all perception. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia, Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Duh. All right. Margene writes, I have two choices of orthopedic surgeons in my town, and both have horrible reviews on Yelp. And she goes to saying what she needs to have done, and I don't want to read the whole thing. This one part is what I want to touch upon. I can't believe you only have two choices of orthopedic surgeons. That's kind of rough. I would definitely call your insurance company must be a very, very small town. I'm writing her back now. I want to know exactly where she lives. That's interesting. I want to kind of look this up. So basically she's concerned, right? She has, two choices. Both choices looks like have bad reviews online. Let me put your mind at ease. These online reviews are now at the point where you don't even know what the hell to trust. You got companies out there you could hire, okay, to help you make your reviews look better. You have, everybody has a friend or a neighbor or a mom or somebody who could write good things. So even if there's good reviews, how can you take those seriously? Bad reviews, we've talked about this all the time, could be an ex-employee, it could be an ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, somebody that didn't want to pay their bill, got sent to collections. They're not going to go on review going, I didn't want to pay my bill and I don't like the doctor. They're going to say the doctor stinks. So the problem is you need to kind of, when you look at these reviews, what exactly are they talking about? Okay, so you have a surgeon. Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't really talk about how to evaluate some of these reviews to know if they're actually worth reading. The problem is somebody who's really, really smart and wants to, lambast their competition and level their competition. All right. You could have another office know exactly what to write for that review. Because again, there's so much anonymity. Right? So let's say you got a surgeon across the street. He's taking your business. You could go online. You could say he did surgery. You know, he was working on my lumbar fusion. He operated on the wrong disc. Now I have numbness. I have incontinence. I'm contemplating lawsuit. Don't go to this doctor ever. Well, you write something like that. That sounds like a real patient. And boom, you hit enter. It gets posted on Yelp, and that patient never existed. That's the problem. So, you know, you have, if you look at a review and they talk about something which sounds like complete malpractice, or it sounds like something that a medical board would sanction. Because think about it. If somebody goes online and they are ripping that particular provider, like that dentist, a new one, you know, like, this dentist ripped out so many of my teeth that didn't need to be ripped out. He was blah, 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 blah. Don't you think that person would have also made a complaint to the dental board? So then you contact the dental board. And if the dental board says, we've had complaints that these patients say that teeth were ripped out when they didn't need to be, et cetera, then you could confirm the reviews. So, you know, doctor operating on the wrong disc level, missing the disc completely, or, you know, amputating the wrong leg, or, you know, some of these things. And I see, because I look at some of the reviews. I have doctors all over the country go, look at this. How do I fix this? This was never a patient of mine. This never happened, I swear. I don't know what the libel laws are. I don't know. I can't help you with that. You know, and a lot of the companies that claim that they're going to help your reviews and they're going to help, you know, make you look great on social media, they can't do anything with the big ones. They could do it with the smaller ones. And so, you know, when you're reading it, one, look and see how descriptive it is. If somebody says, oh, I hate the doctor, he's, you know, he has bad breath, he's this, he's that. Okay, you know, you're kind of like, okay, where, you know, why do you really dislike him? What's going on? If it's like, you know, no, I cannot get through to the office. Okay, it takes me an average of 3 days to get a call back from that office. All right, though, that somebody ticked. Not enough to go to a medical board or a dental board for, but that somebody ticked. Took an average of 3 days. All right? You get that a lot. You get a lot of complaints on doctors' wait times. I went to the doctor and I waited a whole hour. I waited a whole 2 hours, 3 hours. That's important. That's important for you to know. You know, because again, if you think you're going to get in and out of the doctor's office fast, that office may not be the one for you. However, somebody, again, realize across the street that wants your business. It's very interesting. Sometimes you'll see on these reviews, man, I went to La-Di-Da Dental. They made me wait hours. They left me in pain. I turned around and went to Sunny Dental, and I got in right away, and the staff was great. I'm going to stick with Sunny Dental. Well, you're like, well, who the... Please, how obvious is that? That somebody from Sunny Dental or working with Sunny Dental put that in. So you want to be careful too, okay? You know, we're being manipulated by online all the time. But this is serious. You have to have orthopedic surgery. All right, so this is a pretty serious condition here. And you want to be comfortable. All right, and I would probably not go to Yelp. I would probably go and evaluate with the medical board and go, look, you know, it looks like I only have these two choices. Okay, what... you know, sanctions have been done. What complaints have been brought up? The other thing too is in my state with the medical board, they have to look at every complaint. Okay. So if somebody on Yelp goes on there and says, oh man, this doctor would not let me get a mammogram. I begged them for a mammogram. They wouldn't let me get a mammogram. They're anti-mammograms and I think I have breast cancer. Somebody like that most likely is going to go to the medical board. Okay. If that really did happen. And so if that happened, the medical board, they give something in writing, okay, to the medical board. Then the medical board immediately contacts the doctor because they need to know that they have doctors practicing correctly. And they evaluate the records. They evaluate what happened. And if it looks like that person did truly refrain from ordering a mammogram and, you know, refuse service to somebody who begged them to rule out the cancer and whatever, then they will evaluate and they may make a recommendation or they may make a ruling, etc. And a lot of times that gets posted online. And they have that information for you as a patient. But if medical board never even heard that happened, so you got somebody complaining on Yelp, but they didn't go to the medical board, then you wonder again, what about the validity? Because, I mean, if this doctor is really that bad and that much of a danger, you would think they would also go through that extra effort of letting the medical board know, which I believe you could even do online. So it's as easy as posting a review on Yelp. So I would suggest that. The other thing I could also suggest you do is you go to your insurance company. Okay, you have an insurance company, and the insurance company needs to make sure that the doctors that are providers for that insurance company are good doctors. Okay, and they get complaints too. Remember I told you I had a patient that was so mad that she had like a $40 bill because she had deductible. And $40, I mean, that's a lot cheaper than what she could have gotten. She was somebody that banged on the door at about 5:05 when my staff was leaving. I had one staff member grabbing her purse to go, and she begged us because she was having vaginal pain and itching. So we opened the place back up. We did an exam. I gave her some medicine for it. We set the cultures out, etc. Okay? She complained to the insurance company that she was never seen by me. And no cultures were, or when she was seen, no cultures were done. So the, you know, insurance company called going, look, you know, you're one of our providers. Patients saying you never examined her. All right. And I'm like, well, didn't you guys pay the lab for the vaginal cultures? Oh, yeah, we did. Well, where do you think those vaginal cultures came from that day? We're sorry. You see, so the insurance company is a good place to also check with to see if the doctor's doing what they're supposed to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.